Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Bill Wooditch, on the show. Bill is has been a top salesman in more than one, actually two Fortune 500 companies. He's the founder of the Wooditch Group, which is a regional insurance services organization, which he founded in 1993, I should say. His new organization is called Think Next, Act Now. His new book is called Always Forward, Discover the Seven Secrets of Sales Success. He's our new friend, Bill Wooditch. Welcome to the show.
It is an honor and pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. William S. Wooditch, by the way, W-O-O-D-I-T-C-H. William S. is the name on the book. Hey, Bill, I've been selling a long time. I thought I knew all the secrets, but now you found seven new ones.
Well, we were speaking before we got on the air, and I actually read your book before I ever knew.
You're the one.
I'm the one. So they may sound familiar.
Yeah, I noticed a couple of thoughts here and here. So, okay, activity. Numbers. Selling is a numbers game, right?
I think selling is a numbers game. I think that, you know, the first thing I learned, Jim, is I came out of school, and I couldn't even tie a tie. I had a corduroy suit my mom gave me, and my brother said, you need to get
ooh, corduroy.
Yeah, it's corduroy. Right?
Classy.
And so, well, people used to say they buy from you, kid, because at the time I was
at least
kid.
At least it wasn't bulletproof polyester like my first.
it depends on your territory, right?
That's right, and your generation.
Exactly. But, you know, the first thing I found when I went into this large company, is Fortune 500 company, is opened a desk drawer and said, activity rules success. It was on a ruler. And that's all I knew about sales at that point. And I thought, if you do a whole blank load of activity, then maybe we'll have what's on this ruler, success.
Right.
So that is the key. I think no matter what it's sales.
And activity is, and it's still true, but what the activity that I was successful with, low those many decades ago, Bill, is not the same. The activity is the same, but the type of activity is not, is it?
The type of activity is not the same, because as you point out in your book about the age of the customer, you know, the buyer now has, it used to be an asymmetrical advantage for the salesperson because we had the information. So we could disseminate, we could manipulate, who would ever do that, information, and the buyer had, you know, they had one choice, and that was from whom they bought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have that choice, and they have information. So the informational field is really, really very, very now symmetrical.
It's changed everything. Information always changes everything, doesn't it?
It has tipped it. So it's different. And we talk about activity, Jim. Let's put directed in front of it. Directed, intelligent activity that is generated toward a result, not making files in the office.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about cold calling?
Well, today it's been... I'd say bastardized. It's been excoriated as a way not to do things, but that's how I started. So I started with collar.
Well, yeah, I started that way too. But in 2016, what do you think?
I think it's more brand awareness, and awareness is through the things we do to get to a warm call. More awareness in any type of marketing we do that has to be. I don't want to market for a waste of money, but I want brand recognition, awareness, and
right.
I want to slowly drip toward a time when we can talk. So the cold calls are more warm calls.
If you think about it, every person we do business with began with a cold call, but a cold call doesn't necessarily mean a phone call or an email, right?
No.
It could mean
no.
that I stalk you, find out that you're going to be at a chamber event, and work out a way to meet you.
Yes.
Now you can call that a cold call if you want, but that's the correct way to do it these days, I think.
It's a good point. So you've got to meet the buyer, and I think you may or may not agree with me on this, but you have to meet the buyer on their terms.
That's right.
You do. You have to meet them on their terms.
And so right, because if you don't, if you just drop into someone's life today, that's saying to them, you have nothing more important to do than to talk to me right now on my schedule.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's a loser myself, Bill.
Well, you started in a negative position.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so activity is a big deal. What kind of activity do you recommend? When you say activity, you're talking about work, sales work, right?
Well,
like good detective work.
There's the dirty term in a lot of companies, it's work.
Work.
Because you have to do the work. So what I think has to be done is a lot of what you call detective work, or work that would say, how much can we learn?
Mm-hmm.
How much can we learn about what the nuances, what the characteristics of this particular client or potential client are before we ever make or try to attempt to make any kind of attempt to meet them at that Rotary Club meeting or meet
right.
them in their office or on their terms. So we have to do that type of activity first.
Well, if you think about it, all right, so you were in the insurance business, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you didn't have to sell 1,000 people a year to be successful, did you?
No. I'm in corporate insurance, workers' comp, general liability.
But it doesn't matter. You didn't have to have 1,000 people. You didn't have to have 1,000 contracts this year, right?
No,
you would like to have, but you didn't have to have that many. So
no.
It wasn't like you're selling apples, right? And they're going to go out. They're going to go out. They're ruining on the shelf.
Right.
My point is, why would you prospect like you're selling apples when you're actually selling bricks?
Right. And
why would you do that?
Right. And wasting time falling into accounts that wouldn't fit your profile.
That's right. That's exactly right. When you could have determined that in advance.
Yep.
Can you imagine what you and I could have done with LinkedIn when we started out?
Oh, no.
I'd be in my own island in the south of France right now.
I think you'd still be doing this.
I might be, but I'd be doing it from the south of France.
Yeah, you would.
But no, seriously, I mean, I'd be stupid rich. I'd be stupid rich right now if I had LinkedIn years ago.
Oh, it's such a tool. We were in the days of what? You were the fax, and before the fax it was
ballpoint pen and carbon paper was my first technology. So activity, folks, it's got to be the right kind of activity. And I like what you said, and directed activity.
Direct.
And who's it directed to? Got to be directed to the prospect, right?
Well, it's got to be directed to those people that we've already done that Sherlock Holmes-like detective
right.
work. So we're really trying to make it. And, you know, the worst thing, Jim, you've probably seen this, is that some people don't do their homework to the degree where the letters or the emails are sent to the wrong address, the wrong person, the wrong title, the name's misspelled.
Right.
You've already lost. You've emotionally lost the battlefield right there.
Yep. Folks, the book is called Always Forward, Discover the 7 Secrets of Sales Success. William S. Woodage. Bill and I will be right back. I'm glad we spent that much time on activity, folks, because that is the foundation of all sales success. Not just activity, but as Bill said, directed activity, focused, smart activity, quality activity. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.